morning. Merry Christmas and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's getting down to the wire, folks. Christmas is only a few days away. Do you have all your gifts? We'll have some last-minute suggestions for you. Also, Dana Venerick stops by with his gift suggestions and information on olive trees. Then Joni tells the mistletoe story, kind of neat. You can call in at 407-916-5400, or you can text us, 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studios. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So yes. Please join Kelly, Teresa, Dana, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens Christmas program. You're great gardeners and listeners. We appreciate you being with us. Like last week, when portions of the first hour of the program was mumbled due to a technical issue, you let us know, and we got it figured out. That's the good part. But you may have missed a portion of the program on how plants are affected by cold. So So we want to spend a little time reviewing this subject. We also know Christmas is about here, and we will help you finish your shopping for the gardening for your gardening friends. Teresa, Joni, and I will have our list of what to get others, and we'll find out if Kelly has put up his Christmas tree in just a little bit. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, the host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Garden Guide. Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. If you get up on her webpage, you can see all this information. The next one is Gardening with Senses, which will be kind of neat. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens, by the way. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, but you may want to wait until about the middle of the program. You can text us at any time, of course, and that's 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. During hour number one, Dana Venrick of Quality Green Specialist Nursery and Garden Shop in DeLand joins us with some gift ideas and information on olive trees. Joni has been asked to tell the mistletoe story. It's a neat one.
I will.
Yes, you will.
I will, I will.
She'll tell all. Hour number two, Teresa's guest is Dr. Jarrett Daniels, curator of Florida Museum of Natural History's McGuire Center for Lepidoptera and Biodiversity. If you don't know what Lepidoptera is, he will tell us about that. And so it'll be good. We're discussing actually butterflies, okay? And what they're doing during the winter. I don't know what they do during the winter. We'll find out. And what you can do to help care for them. Web page is up for December, about a week left. Winter weeds, acorn stories, poinsettia care, and much more. And that's at betterlawns.com. And right now, please join me in welcoming Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio and will be answering your phone calls. Say hi to him. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes, of course.
Yes.
And here's how to contact us again, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680, or you can get up on Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens, and Teresa does a great job of keeping that up. This week, my trash can report, one trash can.
Slacker.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni.
Morning.
Yeah. Hope everybody had a great week, kind of warm and chilly. Jim in Newberry was expecting temperatures in the 20s again, and he got it. He wrote me yesterday morning, it was, and he said, well, it's 28, and he wrote me back about an hour later. He said, nope, I'm wrong, it's 27, and he checked with Bob and one of the other neighbors, 27 degrees. Isn't that kind of cold?
That is cold. I mean, that's freezing. Did he say he had frost on the ground?
Yeah, oh, you said lots of frost. And they've had some damage. But, you know, they had a gradual cool down up there. And so that has helped. He's been picking fruit like crazy, he said, citrus, and giving it to the people who in the needy areas, which is really nice.
That
now, Kelly, you got a big announcement today. WFLA has a nice iHeart Media Award, right?
Absolutely. We won Station of the Year, folks. Station of
Yay.
The Year.
Wow. You know,
let's hit one of these real quick. There we go.
Yeah, we're applauding, too. You know, I know we didn't have a whole lot to do with this award, but I like to think maybe we played a small part of it anyway. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. We spoke about it a little bit earlier off mic. You know, last week, you guys, you know, just hitting us up, letting us know that our sound was all garbled. So we knew a whole bunch of you guys were out there, plus our Facebook page keeps on growing. So Better Lawns and Garden is a big part of that, okay? And plus, there are, you know, I believe 10-plus stations right here at the iHeart in Orlando, and we're the ones that came out on top this year, so it's beautiful.
Well, Kelly, there's a good point that they've not won it until you came on the
air. That's right.
So, Kelly, you've got to be a big part of that.
I'm a good luck charm, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, now, speaking of good luck charm, we want to know, did you put your second Christmas tree up yet?
The answer to that question is absolutely not. I think we're going to stick to the one this year, guys.
Stay the one this year. You know, when I was a kid, we only had one tree total, and we didn't put that up till the day before Christmas.
Wow.
And then it came down, I think, by New Year's Day, somewhere around there. So we only had it for a week. I don't know where that tradition came from, except, you know, Christmas trees would dry out very quickly, and people didn't have the very safe lighting systems that we have today.
Right.
So it's possible they were scared they'd catch on fire. I don't know.
I can't even imagine when they use candles to light up the Christmas tree. I don't know. I mean, that just is how many fires were caused by that.
I know. You'd have to have somebody standing around ready with a bucket of water ready to put them out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, we appreciate the fact that we can put a number of them up and have them for a while. And my thought is, you know, why waste a good tree? Yeah. And last week we learned that the live Christmas trees were about gone, about sold out from the local nurseries anyway, local growers.
I'm so impressed. I think people are just wanting to get back to something that's comforting and you know, good memories and creating good memories for the year. And it's a great way to end the year is to have a Christmas tree. So I like that.
Yeah. I tell you what, we're getting down to the wire here. So how about some last-minute gifts for gardeners? Thought that'd be kind of neat. I'll start off with a couple of mine. I just thought a colorful plant, and I like the orchid so much. I just think they're kind of neat, and you can get those, and they'll last for months, and people keep looking at them. Another one of my items here is a gift of Botanical Garden membership. And many, by the way, have reciprocal memberships. So if you get it for one, you can get into the others. Now, it has to be a family membership for everybody to get in, but at least one person could get in if you had one-person membership, which is kind of neat. Joni, what do you got on your list there?
Whoa, I didn't look for it. You mean the mistletoe?
No, this is the one, Joni's last-minute gifts. I'll tell you what your first one was there. Decorative clay or plastic containers. That was one that you suggested yesterday, so I wrote it in for you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I'm a real big one on trying to get people to add more whimsy to the garden or a little bit of personality. Garden art, whether it's signage, whether it's a statue, whether it's a beautiful birdhouse, but adding some kind of garden art, I think is always important. And it can be very personal, so you can get it with somebody's name on it. And so I like that.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. And that's one reason I didn't put statuary on mine. Which is kind of neat. Let's see, what else I have here? I had a colorful planted container of seasonal flowers. I thought that would be kind of neat. You know, just give somebody a nice-looking container and put something like petunias in it.
And put it right by the front door. It's something that's already made, and they can just, you know, enjoy it.
You know, you could sneak that up by the front door and just put a card in it, and when they walk out, they'd find it. That'd be kind of neat if you had it with a friend or neighbor.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Speaking of neighbors, one of our neighbors brought over some of the Florida strawberries, first picked strawberries, which is kind of nice. Very tasty.
Were they good?
Oh, yeah. Very tasty. I had them this morning with part of my breakfast.
Oh. So now... are we finding strawberries in the store so that we're getting those now? Because I've got to look for them then.
Strawberries should be coming into the store. The only ones I see right now are the ones from California. Yeah. So they should be arriving very shortly. And the growers get a premium price for them if they get some of the first strawberries in.
Yeah. That's great.
Another one you had, Joni, another one you have on your list here is gardening gloves.
Okay, I don't see it there.
Well, it's okay. You like gardening gloves. And the last one you have on your list here was bird feeders and seed for the bird feeders, which was kind of...
That's a good one. That's always, and you can always use it. We sent bird feeders to our family, Tony's mom, up in Massachusetts, and we got a snowman and a snowwoman bird feeders. That's what they got. Oh.
Very good. Yeah, that's always nice. I like to give that type of gift. Last one I have on mine here is a colorful flower or scenic calendar. I haven't gotten many calendars. In fact, I haven't received a calendar this year.
Really?
Yeah. Have you gotten one?
I've got one. One of the big ones, you know. So Davy Tree's calendar has come. So maybe it's in the mail.
Yeah, mine from Davey hadn't arrived. I got one from last year up on the wall here. What else you got on your list, Teresa?
Well, I also have things that they can use that you don't really go about buying, like markers or stakes that they can put their plant names on. And so things that are useful. How about a journal, gardener's journal, so they can write down what their experiences are and how certain seeds reacted and what gave them the best harvest. They can write it down, and it's a great memory book. For someone to put down and look back at their gardening experiences.
Yeah, keep track of the varieties that have done well for you, which is kind of nice, yeah. Anything else?
I also, you know, watering cans is something that a lot of people don't necessarily buy from themselves, but it's really useful to take it and water your indoor plants or, you know, your orchids outside on your patio. And so a watering can, especially if they're really pretty, like the French ones with the long handles, those are already cool. But you can also get one that, you know, you can put some gifts inside it and use it as the present itself. So you can put a bow on it, put some gardening tools in it, and it's a great gift.
Yeah, kind of neat. And you remind me, I need to order a watering can or two. Mine are finally breaking up. I had plastic ones. I've had them for years, and finally they're breaking up. And I had that on my to-do list. But I have a neat little watering can, a small one, only holds a quart, and it puts out a fine spray so that I can water my seedlings when they come up.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to splash them out or create dented holes in the soil. So that's really good.
Yeah, and it's red in color, which makes it kind of neat to look at.
Yeah, very Christmassy.
Yes. I tell you what, Dan Venerick's coming up next, and he's going to talk about a couple of gifts maybe he has in mind, his garden center, and also olive trees, which is going to be kind of neat. So if you want to text us, now's a good time to text us for sure. Number here is 23680. You might hold off on calling, but just so you have our number, it's 407-916-5400. So we'd love to have you talk with us and tell us what you're thinking. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida Talk and Entertainment Network.
I once watched a program that took us back through some amazing times in the history of our world. One of the most vivid visuals was on Christmas Day, 1991. The world watched as the Soviet Union's leader resigned and the communist red hammer and sickle flag was lowered for the last time, marking the end of over 70 years of repression. God's sense of timing is perfect. He must have chuckled on that Christmas as he watched the very government, which tried to destroy Christianity for more than 70 years, officially end on Christmas Day. My friends, God is in control of all of history. His plans are sure. His timing is perfect. From the birth of his son to the end of the Soviet Union on Christmas Day. And one day, in his perfect timing, Jesus will come again. The way history is moving, it won't be long. Let us all be ready for his coming by walking in faith with Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I'm looking forward to getting outside and doing a little work as it warms up a little bit. Teresa, we had a question left over from last week. It came in late, the text message, didn't have time to get it in. But the question wants to know if they could grow the false Ashoka tree in the Central Florida area. And you said you knew that tree pretty well. I don't, to be honest with you.
Well, it is a tree I first saw on one of the TPIE, the Tropical Plant Industry Expo tours down in South Florida. It's a beautiful tree. It kind of they're using it for, like, instead of an Italian cypress, but it's very tropical. It only handles temperatures down to 32 degrees. So I don't think it's a good plant for here in Orlando. Zone 10A is about as much as it'll go and get your money's worth out of it so that it doesn't die. So
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say 10A is down just right below Tampa area, right around Lake Okeechobee area. And so here it's going to get down to 27, 25 degrees a couple of times out of the year. So it's not a good choice.
Yeah, scratch that one, I'm afraid. So if you're thinking of the false Ashoka tree, then probably not going to work for you. Right now we do have a person that knows all about different trees and shrubs and olive trees and more coming in down the garden gate. Dana Venrick, an owner of Quality Green Specialists at 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue in Deland. And Dana, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Teresa. Also, good morning to Joni when she appears.
Yes, she's there.
I'm here.
Good. So what we want to, well, first of all, thank you for being one of our sponsors on our program. We really appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. You know, we've already had people come in and comment about your program, brought them here.
Good. Well, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we're going to talk about olive trees in a minute, and I have several of your olive trees, and they've grown well. But tell us a little bit about your garden center.
Well, we have a wide selection of all types of plants, including natives, but our primary crops we grow actually are olive trees. We have a large selection of five different types of olive trees, and they're Arbequina, which is from Spain, Chimlali, which is from Tunisia, Korniki, which is from Greece, Cortina, and Piqual, which are again from Spain. So we have an international selection, beautiful 3-gallon olive trees, you know, ranging from 4 to 6 feet high, only $15. What a deal.
That is a great deal. Wow.
Can't beat that. Teresa?
Yeah, where in our landscapes, where would you suggest people plant an olive tree?
Well, I planted one on the right front corner as a framing tree, small framing tree for my home. It looks gorgeous. People have admired it. I planted, in fact, two for the neighbors. They liked it so well. I planted two for neighbors who are close by. It's a beautiful, like almost like a weeping look with nice frosty olive green, not a pardon there, but it just a gorgeous tree, and it doesn't say it doesn't get too big. It stays pretty low and manageable as long as you prune it occasionally.
Yeah. Now, I obtained several for you and added them to our church landscape. I figured it'd be kind of biblical in a way.
Great idea.
It's a symbol of peace, too.
They're just beautiful, that's for sure. Now, I have Joni and I have two of them. We don't seem to need a lot of care, right?
They are so hardy. They need very little care. However, if you want them to fruit, there's certain things you need to do, you know. In fact, we have several producing growths, some of which we actually planted several years ago. Like Steve Thompson actually sells Koroniki and primarily Arbequina olive oil at the Artisan Alley Farmers Market Friday evening there in DeLand. Just delicious, fresh olive oil that he produced. I asked him, how was he able to produce so much oil? And he said, I followed your directions.
That's a good response.
So I guess it needs a full sun location, but what are kind of care, water, fertilizer?
Well, you know, we've come to the conclusion, you know, that you should only fertilize once a year. And actually the best time to fertilize is that time now, right now in December. And the next best time is in January, but you want to get that fertilizer on. And it only takes about 20 to 30 pounds of nitrogen per year. So you want to be real easy on the fertilizing, but it needs like a complete NPK depending on your soil test and the leaf tissue analysis. And also it needs those trace minerals. And we get those trace minerals through the azomite volcanic pumice that we sell, which is our number one product. It's amazing. We put that in all the fertilizers we make, our own proprietary formulas, including a 727 blueberry special, 8011 that's got a little bit of phosphorus, but it stays below zero, so it'll be compliant with the BMP requirements. Does a marvelous job as long as you keep the nitrogen low and then spray the trees three times, like February, August, and October with like fissure mulching and blackstrap molasses and fulvic acid and kelp, which is a seaweed.
Yeah, those trees are going to be eating better than I am. Now, when you said 20 pounds of nitrogen, that's per acre?
Per acre, 20 to 30 pounds per acre. So, you know, you say the pounds of fertilizer you need times the percentage of nitrogen as a decimal equivalent equals 20 to 30. You know, you can do that math, right?
I can.
Yes, very good.
Probably not right now.
Right.
So what other kind of fruit trees do you have?
Oh, my gosh, we have a wide variety of fruit trees. Some that would be excellent to plant right now are the Blue Point Juniper, gorgeous living Christmas trees. And we have all types of deciduous fruit trees, including, you know, peaches, pears, nectarines, plums, persimmons, pecans, and we also have things that are really cold hardy you wouldn't think about that are full of beautiful foliage right now, like longan, and also loquats, the Japanese plum, full of bloom right now. They'd make a wonderful gift.
And
citrus, beautiful citrus trees that are selling really well right now, some with fruit on them.
Oh, very good. That makes it even better. Let me go back to the olive tree one time. How far throughout the state of Florida do they grow? Do they grow all the way up into the panhandle and south through South Florida? How far throughout the state?
They do. You know, they grow all the way from North Florida down to as far south as Wachula. There's an experimental grove in Wachula. They do not bear heavily at this point, but we're trying to figure out how to produce a lot of olives that far south. But we have a lot of them producing in Central Florida. My sister and I have a grove in Lake Wales, of all things. Winter Haven is actually on the border there, you know. But 3 years ago, the Florida Olive Council rep came by, and the trees were loaded with olives. He said, this is only one of three groves in the whole state that have olives on them. So you can produce them here.
Yeah.
And Steve Thompson nearby here in DeLand is, like I say, selling them. In fact, I have a bottle of his olive oil. I'm looking at it right now. And I'm looking forward to opening that as a special occasion, maybe Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, so we can enjoy a savory artisan batch, small batch olive oil.
How about that? Now, mine has fruited, and my tree probably is about 15 years old, I guess, and it has fruited. It skipped last year, but it fruited the year before. Now, there is some pollination problems, right, at certain times?
That's true, because it's a wind-pollinated tree, and it's got actually fertile and sterile bloom, and so you want to use those practices that promote those fertile blooms, you know. And so in the grows, they'll plant, like if they're planting, you know, like Koroniki or Coratina or the Chimlali, then they'll have a row on the windward side, or maybe two sides of a pollinator. And the universal pollinator is the Arborcana variety. It'll pollinate any other variety. So that's how we lay out a grove. And one of the keys, by the way, of producing is a strong, hard pruning, either in the spring, you know, in March, if there's no olives on the tree, or prune them hard right after you pick the olives in August. But that's a critical part of it, as well as putting lots of azomite and dolomitic limestone, because they love a pH over 7.
Oh, okay. That's
very
important.
Alkaline conditions.
Yeah. Now, if the homeowner only had room for one tree, which one would they get?
They would get the Arborcana, because that's very self-fertile.
Okay, that's the one that you shared with me, and that's the one I planted at my church area up there.
Also, Chimlali. I'm very excited about that one. That's also self-fertile.
Okay, sound good. If you were going to be getting some Christmas gifts for some of your gardening friends, what would you get them this year?
Oh, my gosh. I would get them some of the red petunias and hanging baskets out front. In fact, I have a dozen or so hanging from the branches of the olive tree out front, just gorgeous. And someone saw them like the other day, and they were going by, and they made a fast U-turn and came back and bought six of them. And they're gorgeous. Also, the super tunias, which are great for cool weather, and they also take a lot of hot weather. It's a new variety, new cultivar of petunias. Like we have the bubblegum Vista variety, which is a patent variety, as well as other varieties of that new super tunia, which is a great one. I love the Blue Point juniper. The herbs, if you want to give something for the kitchen, we have all types of herbs, you know, including basil and cilantro and chives, parsley, and a lot of others.
Well, this is herb time of the year, that's for sure. Okay, so your garden center, Quality Green Specialist, and that's at 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue in DeLand, Florida, right?
In DeLand, yeah. It's 15A, State Road 15A. It's easy to find. We're just northwest of downtown DeLand, which is a gorgeous
downtown,
by the way.
And Dana, they can get gift certificates, right?
Yeah, we do have gift certificates. I gave a couple the other day.
Good.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Dana. We appreciate you being with us, that's for sure.
We appreciate you.
Thank
you,
Dana.
You're talking at the Wildflower Festival the fourth Saturday of March.
Yep, coming up, that's for sure. So we'll be there. You have a great gardening day, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Too. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Tom and Teresa.
Okay, well, you have a great gardening day. Thank you. That's Dana Van Rieke, an owner of Quality Green Specialist, and that's at 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. It's a neat avenue to be on in DeLand. We're going to take a break. It's about that time. I'm overtime, actually. And we'll be getting, Joni's going to be talking about mistletoe. She's having a sneezing episode, but she'll be okay for that, I think. But anyway, we'll be taking your calls. Now's a good time to call us if you're going to do it. 407-916-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747, 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
And good morning to you. We're coming from our flagship station, WFLA, Station of the Year in Orlando. Boy, wow, what a nice award to have. And we feel that Kelly is a big part of that there. He brought him good luck when he came aboard with us here, that's for sure. So congratulations, WFLA. We appreciate being part of the program and all the stations that we have throughout the state of Florida. Let's see, Teresa, somebody said we didn't give Dana's telephone number out for the Garden Center, and you have that.
I do. They're at 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue in DeLand. The number is 386-734-8000, 8000. 386-734-8000.
Good. So if you need olive trees, sound like he's got a good supply of the different ones. I didn't realize
he had something. They sound wonderful, and they sound like they're very reasonably priced. Oh, my goodness. That's a great, great price for them.
Yeah, that's great. Very good. Let's see. Let's get Joni in. What do you say? She's ready?
Yes.
Yes,
sort of. Yes, I am.
Here she comes. Now time for Joni's Corner. We want to know the mistletoe story.
Okay. Mistletoe has been around forever, since ancient times. Some stories about it are good, some not. Is it good to have them in your yard? No. Do you think you might already have it somewhere in your yard, but you're just not sure? Since those ancient times, it's one of those most magical, mysterious, and sacred places. plants in European folklore. The Druids in those ancient times thought it was a sacred plant, and some believed it had miraculous powers. They even thought it could cure any illness. Some even thought it was an antidote against poisons. Some thought it would ensure fertility, while some people thought it could protect them from witchcraft, which seemed deeply believed in ages ago. Now the problem doesn't seem to exist, mistletoe has now become a sign of possibly getting kissed if you stand under it. And it's also a sign of friendship and goodwill. Getting kissed comes from the many customs of people long ago. In Greece, it was a tradition for their festivals and wedding ceremonies. Back then, exchanges a kiss under mistletoe. It's understood by them as a promise to marry and a prediction of happiness and a long life together. The Anglo-Saxons thought that mistletoe came from Freya, the goddess of love, beauty, and fertility. Back then, a man had to kiss any young girl that just happened to be seen under the mistletoe without realizing it. Men would stand by, hoping girls would walk by and not seeing mistletoe hanging away up in the ceiling. After they kissed, they had to pick a berry. When all the mistletoe berries were gone, the game ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange to know that although in appearance the mistletoe is a sign of love of the seed of many, it has a belief that it grew from bird droppings, and consequently some felt that life sprung naturally from those droppings. Also in ancient times, people saw mistletoe on branches where birds left droppings. How the name mistletoe came to be interesting. Mistle is the Anglo-Saxon word for dung, and I don't know, and tan is the word for twig. So mistletoe actually means, you ready?
Yeah.
Dung on a twig.
Yeah, bird droppings on a twig. That's probably true.
Okay, in Scandinavia, it is a plant of peace. Under mistletoe, warring spouses would kiss and make up. Also, warring enemies would declare a truce under mistletoe. Some that weren't quite sure, but to lay down their arms and observe the truce for at least until the next day. Today, things are a little different. Do you know that? We use mistletoe to decorate our homes or outside wreaths, but the mistletoe is probably made of plastic. If you ever wonder how you can find the real mistletoe, if you have a tree like maple, drake elm, oak, and oak tree that has lost all its leaves, and you wonder what those balls of green are way up in the tree, you have mistletoe.
Very good, yes. And I will tell you, mistletoe does not work in July.
Why?
When I was in high school, a friend of mine and I went out and harvested a whole bunch of it and brought it into the classroom, and it didn't work.
Oh, no. It just drops out of the sky, though. Usually I'll just find it on the side of the sidewalk, or it just falls out, and it still looks good. So I take it and use it. So.
Yeah, we have some in our trees here that falls down like that. And there's a couple down the street from us that each Christmas harvest it and give away free mistletoe. They have a big sign, free mistletoe, so it's kind of neat. Tell you what, we're going to take I know Roy's waiting. Roy, please hang on the line there for us. We're going to take a quick break here, and then when we get back, Roy will be number one on our list. How does that sound? If you want to give us a call, number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's 23680. I haven't had a text message yet. I'm kind of bewildered. So give me a text message.
There you go.
We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now.
800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and a Merry Christmas to you. And we have a nice Merry Christmas wish from Tabitha in Melbourne, also wishing us a Happy New Year. And appreciate that text message at 23680. There's room for yours also. Teresa, we got calls, right?
We do. We have Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Hello, Roy. How can we help you? We got about a minute, Roy.
Oh, okay. One is, I called up about them Chelsea seeds.
Yes.
The tomatoes. And I talked to Sean, and he says, funny you ask. They just got him in.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so he threw him in for me. He wanted me to call back and tell him how they went. And I said, I'll call you back, and I'll call Tom back. And he says, Tom. I said, Tom McCubbin? He's got the garden show. He goes, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got them in. I got two quick questions. One is, I got you were talking about trees. Palmarias, I've got some. I wonder how tall they get. And my other question is, Can we start planting herb seeds? I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah, herb seeds year-round in plumerias. I don't know, Teresa, what do you think, 15 feet tall around here, maybe?
I think so, yes. Yeah, they'll get knocked back, but the stalks stay. So 15 feet is easily achievable.
Yep.
Okay, and, mine are almost there then.
Well, good. And those seeds came from Tomato Grower Supply down in Fort Myers, Florida. So very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate
All
it.
Right.
Thanks for bringing us up
Thank
to
you,
date.
Roy. Merry Christmas. We have Rick in St. Augustine. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Rick. We got about a minute or so. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Two fast questions. I got a Norfolk pine that's about 12 foot tall. Had it in a pot, and it rooted down in the ground. Can I move that this time of year, or do I need to wait for later in the winter? Or
yeah,
can it even be moved?
I would say I would kind of wait. And they're not really used to really cold weather, despite the name of Norfolk. But I would kind of wait and till after February or so.
Okay, the other real fast question. Bell peppers that you buy in the store, can you plant those seeds and grow from that or no?
If the pepper was mature enough, you could probably save the seeds. Most of them are hybrids these days, so can't be sure what you're getting. But you could save the seed if it was a very ripe one, one that was turning red or colored. But, save some seeds, give it a try. You never know.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas
Thank you.
To both of you.
Merry Christmas, Rick.
Merry
Thank
Christmas
you so much.
You
and
too.
We have Bonnie in Havana, Florida. Good morning, Bonnie. We just have a minute.
Good morning. I have tea olives, and I was just curious, are they in the same family as the olive trees you were talking about earlier? And then my second part is my trees are almost, or my tea olive bushes are almost like 20 feet tall, and I use them for a privacy hedge. Can I trim, top them off?
Wow, the tea olives that tall, that's pretty nice. Yeah, normally they're a borderline in much of Florida anyway. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you can trim them off, but they're not in the olive family. They're not related to the olives that Dana was talking about today. They just look like olive trees.
Yeah, so don't expect to eat a whole lot of them. They're actually a type of osmanthus. Yeah.
Yes.
They're a type of osmanthus, and they love the cooler weather, so that's one of the good things. And then when I lived in Maryland, we had them, and they would flower, one of the first things to flower during the cooler time of the year, and very fragrant. Love the smell.
Right.
So I would just cut them at the top,
Bonnie. Okay.
I would just cut them at the top, because they are going to bloom in the springtime. You don't want to cut them back too harshly.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you, too. Yeah, we're happy to have each and every one of you with us. And this is our Christmas program. And so we hope you do have a happy holidays. And we've had some cool temperatures, which makes it even better. And one of the things, we got just about a minute left, and I thought we'd just mention, some plants don't like the chilly weather. We were going to talk about that and haven't had time. But things like Coleus chrysandra, my bananas are totally yellow. And Teresa, I imagine you see other things that are showing the cold.
Yeah, there's a lot that's showing the cold, the Hawaiian ties, and some of the gingers got snapped back a little bit. I saw in the garden center, not garden centers, but in the mall areas, it looked a little cold. So, but this is just the beginning of winter. It's not the end. So we're going to see a little bit more tropical damage as we go through.
Yeah, and Beverly sent us some pictures of damage to fire bush that had been damaged up in the Tallahassee area. So a lot more, further you go north in the state, the more damage you're going to see. And some things, no doubt, will be frozen to the ground, like Jim's reporting 27 degrees in his yard. So we know lots of things are frozen back to near the ground. And you can prune them if you want. A lot of people like to leave the debris on there, so you might want to. So we're going to take our major break now. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Good job.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back."
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.